Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Varinder Sidhu. I am a student from McGill University. And today I would like to talk about how light quality and night interruption control morphogenesis and flowering time in de novo cultivars, de novo strawberries. So I'm going to start with the basic information related to strawberries. So there are two species, cultivated strawberry, which is also known as a Fragaria ananassa, and Fragaria vesca is another one, which is also called as a woodland strawberry. So cultivated strawberry is the most dominated strawberry in commercial production, but Fragaria vesca serves as a model plant for Rosaceae family. So if we talk about cultivars, so there are three major cultivars, short day, long day, and day neutral. So till 1990s, the whole strawberry production was dependent on the short day cultivars. Short day cultivars, they induce flowering under shorter photo period, but for the limited period of time. But the day neutral cultivars, they turned out to be a breakthrough for the farmers because they are insensitive to photo period, and then they can produce for the longer period of time. So if we look at the status in terms of strawberry production, For the world leading producer, China is the world leading producer, followed by US, Spain, and if we think of Canada, it's 26th in that list. And in Canada, Quebec is producing most of the strawberry, 48% of the strawberry. And if we talk about North America, it's the third largest state after California and Florida. And if we look at another graph, Canada is still importing most of their strawberry, so there is a need to increase the production for the strawberries in order to decrease the import. So what is the major stage that we can work on in order to increase the production? So for instance, like in Quebec, what are the conditions? So what happened, the farmers, they harvest the runners in the month of July, and then they keep them in the nursery for 2 months, and then they start giving their favorable conditions. Let's say they give photo period, light quality, temperature in order to induce maximum number of flower buds in just these 2 months. So they induce maximum number of flower buds inside the crown, and then they put the put those plants under the cold storage for the winter term, and then they take out the plants in the month of April, and then they keep it for the growing season. So from here, from this one and from the other literature, we found that the flower bud induction, the flower induction stage is the most important stage where we can work and induce the flower buds inside the crown in order to increase the yield. So what are the factors that can have a maximum impact, maximum influence on the flower bud induction? So based on the literature, so what they have done, like when you give a long day photo period for the long day genotype, they have a maximum number of flowers. And similarly, the light quality. In light quality, in short day cultivars, they have given the blue light wavelength, which is 420 to 450, and the far red light. So these two lights seem to have a higher flowering in short day and in long day. So from photo period and light quality, we figured that light is the important factor that can influence the flower bud induction at the early transplanting stage. So keeping these things in mind, so we conducted two different trials on Fragaria ananassa. So first trial was conducted on Fragaria ananassa, in which we used both the lights. So we used far red light and we used the blue light in the different ratios. So in this one, we used red to blue 1:5 ratio, 5:1 ratio, amber light, which has a wavelength of 595 nanometer, and we used the HDS. So from this trial, what we have observed that the number of flowers was significantly higher in red to blue 1:5 ratio. So we know like this is the light treatment that we can give in order to induce the flower bud induction at the nursery stage. Then we conducted another trial, which is related to the photo period, in which we gave the longer photo period supplemented with the two hours of night interruption. So we observed when we are giving the 2 hour night interruption with the long day photo period, it increases the number of flowers. It increases the length, significantly increases compared to the short day cultivars. So now onwards, so this trial was done on the cultivated strawberry. So we wanted to know like what is happening, why is it happening? So we wanted to know like what is metabolites behind it and what are the transcriptomic or the gene expression for the flowering genes. So this leads to our objective hypothesis. So what happened like in strawberries, so FT1, which is a fluoropromoter gene, and TFL1, which is a repressor. So these two genes are considered as a breeding target in order to have a continuous flowering in strawberry. So how these genes work in short day genotypes? So in short day genotype, when we give a short day photo period,
the expression for both the genes stays lower.
And in short, the genotype, the flowering occurs through the independent of the photoperiodic pathway. This is the photoperiodic pathway. So in short, the genotype, when we give a short day photoperiod, the flowering occurs through a gibberellic pathway. And when we give a long day photoperiod to the short day genotype, expression for both the genes goes higher, right? So what happens, the TFL, which is a fluororepressor, it over-dominates the expression of this gene and represses the flowering. That's why in short day genotype, we have a seasonal flowering, which is only during the short day photoperiod. So from these studies related to the photoperiod, and this is the related to the light quality. So we figured out, like, yes, these are the genes that we would be working on. So what we did, so this leads to my objective. So now we wanted to know what is the expression of these two genes when we give the combination of red to far red in ratio 1:5 ratio, 5:1 ratio, or 1:1 ratio. So we conducted this trial. So this is in this trial we used, as I mentioned, like this was the experiment setup, and in this one 5:1 ratio, 1:5, and 1:1 ratio. So this trial was conducted using Fragaria vesca. The cultivar was Alexandria, and this trial was conducted in greenhouse. A randomized complete block design was used with three replications, and we started the light treatments when all the plants had like 3 to 4 unfolded leaves, and the light intensity was maintained 150 to 180 with the photoperiod of 16 hours for all the treatments. So other than light quality, we wanted to know what is the effect on the different plant age. So we had the plants which are like 4 week old, and then we had the plants which are 10 week old. And for each plant, for like each experimental unit, we took the data at three different stages. We took after 1 week, 4 week, and after 6 weeks. So what happened, like, we got the same results as the cultivated strawberry. So in red to blue 1:5 ratio, we received significantly higher number of flowers compared to the other treatments, and similarly the number of flowers stopped. But yes, so this happened for the 4 week older plants only. So then we conducted the gene expression trial. It's we took all the samples early in the morning, 10 a.m., and then we maintained 2 biological and 3 technical replicates, extracted RNA, cDNA, prepared cDNA, and then run the qPCR. Calculations was done using delta qPCR, qPCR delta-delta CT method. So in the gene expression method, we got the similar results. These results, we have, in the phenology data, we got the higher yield or higher number of flowers in red to blue 1:5 ratio, and similarly the expression of fluoropromoter gene was higher during that time. However, if you look at later stages, the expression of that gene was similar in both the treatment. There was no significant difference. And similarly, we looked at the expression of the TFL. So in TFL, we got the same thing. The expression was higher at the earlier stages compared to the later stages. However, the difference between both the light treatment was not significantly different. Another interesting finding we got from this study was that in short day and long day genotype, what happened? This photoperiodic pathway is existed, like it's a well-known pathway. So what it states that when the expression of FT gets higher, expression of SOC gets higher, and expression of the TFL gets higher. And in my study, we got that when the expression of FT gets higher, if you look at it, the expression of FT gets higher, the expression of TFL gets higher. And this study exists like when we give like long day treatments. So we like from this trial, like we still need to find the analysis for the SOC gene, but we can say that expression of FT seems to be correlated with the TFL. So we can say that this pathway may be exist under long day photoperiod in de novo cultivars as well. So then, as I mentioned, that we conducted this trial on two different plant stages. All the results that I have shown so far was for 4 week old plant, but for the 10 week, they all showed the same results. Like there was no significant difference among the different light quality treatments. And similarly, for both the genes, we got for the 10 week older plants, they produced the comparable results in all the light treatments. From this study, what we have, what are the conclusions that we can make that red to blue 1:5 ratio activates the expression of fluoropromoter at earlier stages that resulted in a significantly higher number of flowers. The another thing is FT and TFL are involved in the flowering in response to light quality. However, according to this trial, the flowering seems to occur independent of TFL. And the third finding is flowering in denatured cultivar was less responsive to light quality during the late stage because, as I mentioned, like when we had the plant stage of 10-week older plant, the response was not as there was a less response in towards the light quality. And in the future work, what we are trying to do now, like this has been done, so now we are conducting the trial is going on where we have a light night interruption for 2 hours, but we are supplementing a different light quality. So we are trying to have a 1.5 red to blue ratio during the night interruption, and we are seeing what is the effect on that. So thank you so much. So now I would like to thank the funding agency, Plant Science Department, my supervisor, lab members, and ASHS for giving me the opportunity to talk. Thank you so much, guys. Questions? Yes. Like chilling?
Yeah.
Chilling. We haven't tested it, but like we are like because one of my lab mates they are working on temperature. Like I'm not 100% sure. Like if it has an effect on flower bud induction, but these are the most important factors that I mentioned: the photo period and light quality. They have been reported, and they had a great impact on the flower bud induction. So yeah, so, but chilling, I have no idea. Sorry. Yes, this was the problem like earlier. So what do we do like during the night time, like when all the lights go off, so we used to take it off like from the sides. So then it was maintained, the temperature was maintained that way. And we also turned on the air circulation, the fans. So we have like bigger fans in order to maintain the temperature because we wanted to make sure like it doesn't have an impact on that. No. Okay. But like, let's say we say the temperature has a negative effect on the flowering, but in all the compartments the temperature was same. They were kept at the similar. So I wouldn't like I would say like temperature wouldn't have a notice effect. Like if we would have seen, yeah.
One more?
Yes. Okay, can you?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.